toward the Beltway, extra volume than you're used to at this time of the morning. Now, beyond that, onto 395, great. Up at speed, fantastic Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, looking good each direction on the freeway. Now, on the Georgetown Pike, crews say somebody off the roadway into the ditch on the westbound side of Georgetown Pike between Walker Road and Ellsworth Avenue. So do watch, that's one lane each direction there, so they may need to alternate traffic there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring, delays back near New Hampshire Avenue now, extend to the exit at Connecticut Avenue with the crash on the shoulder. And finally, here is a way that you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly light rain, light snow around at times this morning, little if any accumulating snowfall expected. The winds will increase, 47 this afternoon, precip ends. Tonight, clear 33, outside the Beltway, colder. Tomorrow, some with a few clouds, windy 45. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, it's 34 in Leesburg, 33 in Bethesda, 36 at Reagan National. The Dow futures fall on news that President Trump's chief financial advisor has resigned. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, Wednesday morning. You're waking up to maybe a little bit of rain. Depending on where you are, you might see a little bit of snow. Joining us later in the hour, 6:35, it's Cal Thomas. Yeah, High Energy Cal is with us. We'll talk to him about his feelings on North Korea, whether North Korea can be trusted, and the Sam Nunberg tour de force that happened a couple of days ago. At 7:05, Bruce Klingner from the Heritage Foundation is joining us. And at 8:05, it's Sagar and Jenny from the Daily Callers. We've got a fun show for you. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, good morning. Have you seen that video of the Roanoke father who gets into his truck and follows his son, who he forces to jog to school for a mile? The kid has to jog to school. It's a punishment because he was bullying kids on the bus, suspended from riding the bus for a couple of days. So the father, as punishment, said, okay, you know what's going to happen? If you're not going to ride the bus, you're going to run to school. And in fact, he follows him in his truck. He's right behind him. The kid is running in his full clothes, in a backpack, jogging a little bit ahead of the car, maintaining about a 6 mile per hour pace. We know that because the father, again, recorded all of this, pans to his speedometer at one point and looks at the pace that the kid's keeping, pans up, and the whole time is explaining why he punished his son this way and why he decided to punish him this way. It releases the video. It now on his Facebook page, just posted there, and it now has millions and millions and millions of views. There are people who think it's a great thing. They think this was a perfect punishment, that the father did a good job. But there are also others who seem to think this is like an ISIS beheading video. They think this is like the worst thing they've ever seen online. In fact, people criticizing it, saying that maybe he became a bully because of, I don't know. In fact, there's one guy here. The fact of recording it and showing it to the world is so unnecessary. Have you ever thought maybe there's a reason he's being a bully? Maybe something's going on with him. I'm sure people blaming the father here for bullying his own son as well. What do you think? Is that an acceptable punishment? I'm going to share some of this video with you here in a moment, but is it a good punishment? Is this a good way to handle our kids? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. This is a mixture of old-fashioned and new-fashioned, right? An old-fashioned punishment with new-fashioned technology involved. He gets the camera on. By the way, is that distracted driving, holding a camera up, recording your son, following him to school this
way? Going 6 miles an hour.
In fact, he talks about this on Cut 6, the notion of this being old-school parenting, and he talks about why parents need to do this for their kids.
This right here is just old-school, simple parenting. This ain't killing nobody. This is a healthy way for a child to be punished because it's, you know, exercise. If you say we need gun control, people, you know, here you go. This is what we need. Parenting. Proud gun supporter, love guns and everything else, but I love my children more than anything in this world. So I'm going to take initiative to raise them, you know. I can't lock them in my safe like I can guns. You know, I can control guns easily forever. This I've got to make sure I control now. If you want to figure out what to do, have any issues, get creative. Be a parent. Teach them how to be responsible for their own lessons and accountable for everything they've done.
accountable for everything they've done. So this, and remember, as you're hearing him say all of this, the camera is just locked on his son through the window. It's in the rain, so the windshield wipers keep going across. And the kid's just wearing his little outfit and his backpack, and he's jogging. He's running a 10-minute mile. It's going to take 10 minutes to get to school. And most of those 10 minutes, that father's rolling that camera and watching as his son runs to school. So is it a good idea? Are you for this? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
Kudos to this dad. You know I love this. It is creative, as he says, and he's teaching his son a lesson. He's teaching his son that when you do something wrong, there may be consequences, and you may be held responsible for those consequences. This is absolutely, as you said, old school and new school. We were always told when I was growing up back in the Stone Age that if we got kicked off the dinosaur that took us to school for whatever reason, or if you had to stay after school because you got detention or something like that, my parents are not allowing us to take the late school dinosaur home, nor were they going to come and pick us up. You had to walk.
Yeah.
And that was quite the hike because it was far enough for us to be able to take the bus. You had to walk home, but they didn't care. They want to hear it. Rain, snow, whatever. You did the crime, you do the time. And there is a punishment, and we knew they meant it. So kudos to him. He's following his kids, so his kid's safe. His kid's not going to be abducted anywhere along the line.
Right, right.
He's following his son. So his kid had to run in the rain because it happened to be raining. Oh, well, makes you wish you could be on the bus right now, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
There's nothing wrong with your kid being outside in the rain. He ain't going to melt.
I love how he says, you don't always have to beat them.
Yeah.
I guess just some percentage of the time beatings are involved. David is in Alexandria kicking us off this morning. David, are you for the punishment? Some people very against this.
I am for the punishment. I'm just not for the posting of the video on social media. I think that goes a little too far. It's, you know, I'm not of the social media age, and I think people go too far with the social media. The punishment certainly was appropriate, and you definitely need to instill discipline in your children and let them know that you don't run around bullying people. And I don't think the father was being a bully, but I do question his motives of why he would go to the link to humiliate his son by posting that on social media. Because to me, that he may have achieved a good thing by letting his son know that he's, you know, keeping him in check, but then he humiliated him publicly. So where's the benefit of doing that?
So your feeling is this is a step too far. I mean, memorializing this for the public's consumption is not
exactly
to the benefit of the child.
Yeah, because I was always taught family matters are private matters.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that to your son?
Well, I get what you're saying. I think a lot of people agree with you. I do think there is a certain amount of shame that can be very useful. Look, here you are in the street. What if somebody sees you running to school? It's going to be pretty embarrassing, isn't it? And
well,
and having your sins made public, I think, can be a certain amount of good can be done with that. I have a bigger problem with parents who get on national television and discuss their children choosing to, I don't know, transition because they're having a problem. I think there are other things that have become public that are detrimental. I don't think this is detrimental to his kid. I don't know.
To David's point, I kind of get the notion, I kind of get the idea, like the father seemed to be kind of multi-purposing his punishment here. It wasn't just the punishment on which he layered sort of the public humiliation component, which is, again, further punishment for his son. There's also seemed like that he was trying to attempt like sort of a public service announcement, too. He recorded the video specifically to remind American culture, which he shared this video to and now has had millions of views. And the impact, of course, is now that we're chatting about it on the radio because we've seen it. Millions of people have seen this thing. It seemed like part of his task was like, let me remind the rest of the country, this is the way parenting is done. And by the way, like all this stuff about gun control, forget that. How about we start with kid control? How about we start with just figuring out how we punish our kids the right way? So to David's point, it almost seemed like, yeah, he was doing a punishment, but he was also using his child's sins and using that corrective action as a message to America. And I wonder to what extent, if you're like David, if you feel that that's a good use of your kid's mistakes to be airing that out in public. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. More in a moment on this from you. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Anybody jogging on the roadways this morning, Jamie?
No. Okay, no, good. They're not. And not videotaping it either. Here we go, Great Falls area. What we do have is a car off the road into the ditch. So just a heads up as you head out and about. You know, we have some of the rain, drizzle, could be slushy in spots. So take it easy. So on the Georgetown Pike, right near Walker Road, that's where the car went off the roadway there. So a bit of activity. Watch for police are trying to alternate traffic getting through there on the Georgetown Pike. Now on the Beltway, Virginia, no problems. Maryland had the incident outer loop at Connecticut Avenue as over to the shoulder. So that's our focal point of delays. Coming around from 95 to Connecticut Avenue. On 95 Virginia, northbound, as you pass Lorton, crash on the right shoulder, and then up at the Beltway, one on the left shoulder. But a lot on this crash right before the Beltway to still check out, so we're very slow through there. But then once you get up to either loop of the Beltway, you are good to go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, winter weather advisory now in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon, so watch out for that. There's cloudy with occasional light rain today. Some snow at times, mainly in the morning. Winds increasing for the afternoon with a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 33. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny, along with a few afternoon clouds and a high near 45. Currently, Reagan National, it's 36 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin'. Made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, the father in Virginia videotaping his 10-year-old running to school after the 10-year-old gets caught bullying on the bus, kicked off the bus for a couple days. And the father said, good, you know what you're going to do now to get to school? You're going to run, and I'm going to follow you in my truck. And he recorded it. He shared it with the world. A lot of debate now whether or not that was a good thing and whether or not you think that was a good punishment. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, to David's point, our last caller who said, you know, he disagrees with it putting on social media because it's humiliating and you're making this public then. This is not that humiliating. The kid's 10 years old. All of his friends know he got kicked off the bus.
Yep.
All of his friends know that his dad made him walk to school or run to school, right? So everybody already knows this. This is something that 10, 15, 20 years from now, they're going to be laughing about at Thanksgiving and his family.
Maybe this Thanksgiving, actually.
Yeah, actually, maybe even this Thanksgiving. Remember that time? And I get where a little bit of shame kind of comes in there. It's like when we were younger, if we missed the bus,
yep,
and we had to come running down the street for it, all the kids on the bus were laughing at you. Because here you come running with everything flying and you're trying to make the
That's
bus.
Right.
Everybody laughed at you. You learned your lesson about, I don't want everybody laughing at me. So maybe
show
I
up on time.
Right, so my mother didn't have to push us out the door. Our friends and the peer pressure did it for her.
Let's go to Matt in Alexandria reacting to this morning. Matt, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Hey, good morning. You know, one of the things I want to point out is the people that are complaining about the nature of this punishment are the same people that will not lift a finger for their neighbors, for their town people, or anything else they know about abuse.
Right.
They're safe in their little anonymity of Facebook or whatever. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Don't bother anybody else and stop punishing your children.
Yeah, and they don't want to do anything in their communities. They don't want to stop abuse that they know is happening around the corner, but they're real safe and, you know, he's making him, you know, run.
Yeah.
Well, we've got an obesity problem. It's dual purpose, man.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if he didn't follow the kid in his truck, somebody would be accusing him of being negligent with his kid running to school without supervision. So, like,
instead, always complain.
Exactly. Instead, now you got him actually following him, keeping him safe in the meantime, too. There's a slow vehicle behind him as if it's like an escort. So, yeah, so the kid doing just fine. Thank you, Matt and Alexandra. Doug is in West Virginia this morning. Doug, good morning. Your thoughts on the punishment involved here.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to say that my father did the same thing to me. I mean, but I had 3 miles, and on a Saturday, me and him walked to the school and walked right back to the school. And once he timed it, I had to call him from a payphone at school to his pager to let him know I left, and then I had to call him when I got home. And if I wasn't at home at that time, I don't even know what the punishment would have been, but I'm pretty sure I would have been alive now.
Well, he was clocking you. I like that. You had to actually call his pager to let him know. Wow, that's interesting. Doug, thank you. And Doug, by the way, not alone. I've been trying to remember as we're talking about this. I swear that I've been forced to, if I miss the bus, to run to school. I've had that experience before, and I'm all the better for it. Let's go to Anderson in Virginia this morning. Anderson, good morning.
Good morning. people forget that there's a public element to the kid being humiliated that was being bullied.
Yeah.
And therefore, the fact that there is a public element to the punishment is only appropriate and just.
Oh, yeah, so the punishment fits the crime. Other kids got to witness his bullying on this bus, so therefore other people get to see the way that he was punished as a result.
Yeah, it's in the same context, but this got magnified by millions.
That's true. Millions more people were involved in the punishment. But no, you're right. Thank you, Anderson. Interesting. So yeah, but there are people who are objecting to the video here and how the video was used. In fact, Sonny in Lorton agrees on that point. Sonny, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You don't like the idea of using this video in order to punish the kid.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I Dave stole my thunder completely. I agree with him 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think, just to add to that, I think the one of our nemesis in this country right now is, or in the world actually, is social media. I think social media can have its good points, but I think when you look at the totality of it all, I don't think it's doing us any good at all. There's so much misinformation, disinformation, lies, outright deceptions. People don't know what to think or believe anymore because they're getting so many pieces of information and trying to draw conclusions from it.
Yep.
I just think it's wrong.
Yep. The more we're connected, the more you're exposed to the ugliness, that's for sure. More on this in a second. 622 on WML.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
I take as much ownership as I can in all areas of my life. And I think that translates to our finances, too, and to our clients and those listening to the show. Be accountable. Take extreme ownership when it comes to your retirement, your finances. Meet with a financial professional. Review your statements and investments often. And be proactive.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
I want to tell you about Thompson Creek Window Company. I've been telling you how they can help you save on your heating bills and your cooling bills. But you know, you can get more for your money at Thompson Creek because they do it all. They design, they build, and they install the replacement windows. And they build them right here locally. So you don't pay a middleman markup. And that's a huge savings. A lot of people don't realize that. You buy direct from the Thompson Creek factory. That means you get high quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no hassle warranty and the buyer protection guarantee. That guarantee protects you up to 50 years. 50 years. Where else are you going to get that kind of guarantee? With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience, and that means that you know the job is going to be done right. Plus those true factory direct prices and no middleman markup. Now, you can save even more. This is their biggest sale of the year. They're going to give you 25% off every single window you buy. That is more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you, 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Now sponsored by Debt Hotline. Good morning, D.C. Let's get you south on 295 as you merge off of 50 in the BW Parkway. It's that volume down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Nothing in the way. It's just the rush hour getting underway there. Same story with the Suitland Parkway as you pass 5 and heading up towards Stanton Road. Southeast Southwest Freeway looks good. Still running well, pretty much up at speed each direction. A little bit of volume across the 14th Street Bridge. D.C. 295 merging off the Beltway slows up toward Blue Plains Naval Research Lab. Crews were looking for a stalled reported in that area. One off the road on the Georgetown Pike near Walker Road. Watch for police direction. That's in the Great Falls area. And everyone, just be careful out there this morning. We still have some mixed precipitation, rain, drizzle. So as you head out and about, just allow plenty of time. North on 95, heading through Lorton and Newington slow. Incident up at the Beltway to the left, Shoda. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now.
This girls basketball team.
Call now for free advice at 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional light rain and snow around this morning. It ends this afternoon. The winds will increase 47. Tonight will clear it out. 33 inside the Beltway. And as you go north and west, colder. Sun, a few clouds tomorrow. Some gusty winds, 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital is 36 degrees. All right, we're chatting about bullying and this father who punished his little bully of a son, 10-year-old, by running him to school. Running him, following him in a truck, videotaping it. And now there's some debate on whether or not that was an effective punishment. Millions of people have seen the video. A lot of them saying, yeah, that's great. Others saying, this is a bridge too far. This is bullying the son. Let's go to Mike, who's in Virginia now. Mike, good morning. Your thoughts this morning on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Good morning. I would like to shake this gentleman's hand. It's a phenomenal job of parenting. Too many times people get away with too much. And our children see our leaders, Black Lives Matter, all these Democrats that riot and destroy and burn things, get away with things that they know are wrong. And it teaches our children a lesson that if you do something wrong, you can get away with it over and over and over and over. This man took the right amount of force, the best word I could use.
Yes.
For the action that was performed, he did it in a way that will leave an indelible lesson in his kid's mind for the rest of his entire life.
I totally agree with you. He snuffed it out. Hopefully. Don't let that thing fester. Get rid of that. You don't want a bully for a kid. 628 on WMAL.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of March 5th, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, a couple people threatening to go nuclear and then disarm. Kim Jong-un and Sam Nunberg. All of that happened this week. Cal Thomas will join us in a moment to talk about it. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. What you see is pretty much what you get from last night's storm.
We do expect some rain and snow to redevelop across the area, but with marginal temperatures, accumulation should be very limited as this occurs over the next few hours.
Meteorologist Ray Martin says temperatures will remain above freezing, so don't expect anything that falls to stick. Just one school system is in the WMAL Storm Center this morning. Carroll County, it's opening 2 hours late. A new poll just out this morning shows Virginians are motivated to go to the polls this year.
Definitely see a large looming midterm effect that is going to disadvantage Republican candidates across the state.
Rachel Bitticoffer conducted the survey at Christopher Newport University. It shows broad support for Democrat-backed policies, rejecting offshore drilling and finding a solution on DACA. 71% want DACA residents to have a path to citizenship. The survey also shows 52% of those surveyed have a very unfavorable opinion of President Trump. Virginia's largest county, where a lot of those Democrats reside, may soon be facing higher property taxes. Lawmakers have put a 2.5-cent tax rate ceiling in place. If that moves forward, the average homeowner would pay $268 more next year. Springfield supervisor Pat Herity was the only one to oppose the increase.
The mail I'm getting on the tax increase, and I've never gotten this vociferous response on the tax increase, is basically we're leaving. I mean, we've had enough.
The final tax rate will be set in May. A new telephone scam making the rounds might have you thinking you're wanted by the law.
Someone has been calling residents of Frederick County saying they're a sheriff's deputy who has a warrant for their arrest. According to Major Tim Clark, the phony deputy tells the victim to meet them at the sheriff's department, but on the way asks them to stop and get a Green Dot money card and add a certain amount of money to it.
The individual on the line is able to then download the cash amount off of that card. When that individual arrives at the sheriff's office, they realize that there is no meeting.
Major Clark reminds residents that officers would never ask you for money in lieu of being arrested. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,884, the NASDAQ at 73,72. In sports, brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team, the Wizards beat the Heat, but they needed overtime to do it. No amount of time could help the Caps. They were shut out in Anaheim. Kirk Cousins will be a free agent. The Redskins choose not to use the franchise tag on him, but they do sign safety DeShazer Everett to a new contract. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability reliability, consistency, and unmatched integrity important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
That timeshare you're not using can be passed on to your kids, along with the increasing maintenance fees, whether they want it or not. Learn your exit options at timeshareexitteam.com or call 844-981-EXIT, 844-981-EXIT.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 as you're heading eastbound right now. Volume, I don't have anything reported as you push through Manassas, Centerville, and as you approach 50 up toward Nutley Street, just that stop and go. We're quiet inside the Beltway. Greenway Toll Road runs well in the Great Falls area. One off the roadway on the Georgetown Pike near Walker Road. Do watch for police direction. At one point, they were alternating traffic through that area. Loudoun County Parkway at Evergreen Mills Road. Crews responding to the crash. That's north of 50 on that stretch of 606. 270 volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, and now as we go through Germantown, seeing those brake lights. Outer loop of Connecticut Avenue had the earlier incident that was over to the shoulder. And right now, no problems to report on 95 or 29 getting down through to the Capitol Beltway. Southeast Southwest Freeway runs pretty well in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories for some areas north and east until 4 this afternoon. Little light rain, little light snow around. The winds will increase this afternoon and most of our precip shut off by the second part of the day. 47, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now it's 37 in Dumfries, 34 in Waldorf, 36 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
W-M-A-L. What hump day? It's Wednesday. It's a busy Wednesday. Coming up, Bruce Klinger from the Heritage Foundation, 7:05 this morning. He's going to be talking North Korea with us as they pretend they're going to disarm. And then at 8:05, Sagar and Jetty of the Daily Caller, the White House correspondent, will be joining us. All ahead on Mornings of the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning, and it is Wednesday, and it is 6:37. You know what that means? It is time for High Energy Cal. Cal Thomas joining us. Good morning, Cal. Welcome back.
Oh, Barry, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Let's start off talking about North Korea. It seems that they're willing to talk. They want to be friends now, and they're willing to give up their nukes. What do you attribute this sudden turnaround to?
Oh, Mary, we've seen this play so many times before. You had Jimmy Carter going to Pyongyang. You had Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, going to Pyongyang. You had Jesse Jackson going there, freeing some hostages. The newspapers loaded with optimism. Maybe this is a turnaround. This proves what Margaret Thatcher said years ago at the UN disarmament conference in New York. She said, we in the West make a mistake when we transpose our morality on those who don't share it. I got a column coming on this tomorrow. One of the things I'm saying is that there's an organization here in Washington and called the Arms Control Association. They've compiled a list of North Korea's broken promises over several decades and their behavior that includes selling missiles and nuclear technology to Iran and other enemies of this country. The list runs 37 pages. I encourage anybody to go look at it if they think that North Korea has any credibility in this area.
So, and by the way, I credit Dennis Rodman with getting us here.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
do you think the United States should in any way sit down with Kim Jong-un or any of his delegates?
Well, yeah, you could sit down with him, but, I mean, just look at the results. The president suggested yesterday that his tough sanctions and tough policy, and not the Olympics, has brought them back to the table. Well, maybe it has. But, again, let's say they were applying for a bank loan, North Korea. The bank officer would look at their credit rating, seeing that they had never fulfilled a single promise, and deny them credit. Why are we even giving them the time of day? This is going to end the same way. Kim Jong-un just said a couple of months ago there will never, ever, ever, he will never give up his nuclear program. I take him at his word.
Yet there's a lot of optimism out of South Korea. An envoy from that country coming to the United States to speak with the president in hopes that they can get something done here.
Well, Vince, look at the Olympics. Remember when Kim's sister goes down to Seoul?
Yep.
The Western media were all over this. She had makeup on. Her hair looked nice. She had a dress on, I guess, and she looked normal. Oh, my goodness. All the editorials, all the columnists were effusive. Oh, maybe this is a big turnaround. This is called propaganda. They know how to play this game. They know how to play us. That's what's going on.
Well, speaking of getting played, earlier this week there was a guy by the name of Sam Nunberg, and he was on national television, and there was some question of, you know, what was he doing? Because he's a former Trump aide, and he kind of spiraled out of control over the course of the entire day on Monday. It started in the morning where the media thought that he was the Rosetta Stone who was going to break open all of the Trump collusion stories, and then by the end of the day they were asking him if he had alcohol on his breath. What happened there?
Yeah. In the UK, they call people like this nutters. I mean, the guy was a. You remember the movie What About Bob with Bill Murray, where the guy is, a totally nutcase. This guy has just come unhinged, if in fact he ever was hinged. But he proves a point. The media are so desperate to get anything on Donald Trump, to get him out of office, to stop the reforms that he's making, to stop his policies, that they're even willing to put this guy on. And not only even that, CNN sends a reporter to Thailand to interview a prostitute in a police van who is being held for practicing seduction without a permit. Now, that made me laugh so hard. I didn't know you needed a permit to seduce somebody, but I guess I've been too conservative.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Apparently, they sent Ivan Watson to meet with her, actually went in jail to meet her because she and several other people were arrested for running a sex camp.
Yeah. Well,
and to teach people how to have better sex, they didn't have a permit to work in Thailand. But here's the thing. She was photographed with a Russian billionaire who is associated with Paul Manafort. Yeah. So they're saying that's the link here.
Yeah. Well, again, they're just desperate. I mean, the entire agenda, as Chris Plant has pointed out, Rush Limbaugh and many other conservatives have pointed out, has absolutely nothing to do with facts anymore. They are desperate. They're grasping for straws. They hate Trump. If you look at the Washington Post editorial page, the op-ed page, there's hardly ever anything positive said about Trump, ever. There's kind of a quasi-praise for Trump in the lead editorial of the Washington Post today, but that's only because of Kim Jong-un. It's not because of Donald Trump. So they're looking for anything and anybody. They'll interview anybody who has anything to say negative about Trump or who might put him in jeopardy of some kind of legal action by the special counsel.
Yeah, it's like journalism plinko. They hope anything's possible, and they start at the top with all the possibilities. Maybe they'll get to the grand prize, but they don't. They end up with like $100 at the end of it. And it's just like you've got a situation here where Bob Mueller's investigation has seemed to like step way beyond the boundaries of any notion of collusion or involvement with Russia specifically. And the press has kind of indulged it and pretends that all of the things it alleged in the past never happened. The Trump dossier is a perfect example of this. Wherein,
well, this is one of the problems, of course, for the special counsel without a limited focus. Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte were on a special report last night, and Bill Hemmer was sitting in. And Trey Gowdy was making this point, as he wants another special counsel to investigate alleged wrongdoing within the FBI top leadership. And Bill Hemmer asked him, well, isn't that a problem given what the Mueller people are doing? And he says, well, you can do this, but you have to have a narrow focus. It has to be written down, and you have to stay within the guidelines. Of course, the problem with the Mueller investigation, there are no guidelines. It began with Russia, and now it's gone everywhere in hopes of just finding something. I'll bet if they had unlimited investigations of us, they'd find something, but that shouldn't be the point of the special counsel.
No, it shouldn't. But Cal, should the Republicans respond by not putting restrictions on their special counsel?
No, I think there needs to be restriction. I think it needs to be focused. I mean, look, not only is this open-ended, look at the cost. I mean, anybody who's ever, and this goes back many, many years, Republicans or Democrats, you remember the famous line by Ray Donovan of the Nixon administration after he was finally exonerated, where do I go to get my reputation back? The federal government has unlimited resources. The individual who is being investigated has limited resources and has to pay out of his or her own pocket. That's the problem with these things. You start out with a premise, and then you have an open-ended investigation to try to fulfill that premise,
yep,
even if there's no evidence for it.
All right, Cal Thomas, thank you so much. We look forward to you joining us every Wednesday morning. We'll see you next week. 644 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garage door repair. Repair.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up on 66 Centerville area for the crash. Well, we have them in each direction. Let's first go westbound, 66 at 28 Centerville. And that was over onto the left shoulder median area. And that may have been a culprit of what caused the eastbound distraction and now crash. Eastbound 66 as you roll up past 28 Centerville. Left two lanes are blocked now at the scene of the accident. It's still quite active, so if you're sitting in the backups, do watch on the shoulders. We have additional fire and rescue coming to that stretch. And a reminder again that we have a wet pavement. Just take it easy as you head out and about this morning. We had one off the roadway in Great Falls on the Georgetown Pike near Walker Road under police direction. 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana as you push south through Germantown and Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, normal delays again from 95 now around to George Avenue. Had the earlier crash, Connecticut Avenue, which had been cleared. Heading through town, DC 295, very slow coming off of the Beltway to go past Blue Plains and the Suitland Parkway. Lanes reported open earlier. We had a stalled car near Naylor Road, but that had been cleared for a while, but still quite slow on the Suitland Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly light rain, light snow around at times this morning. Little, if any, accumulating snowfall expected. The winds will increase. 47 this afternoon. Precip ends. Tonight, clear 33. Outside the Beltway, colder. Tomorrow, some with a few clouds. Windy 45. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital. 647 on WMAL.
All right. That West Virginia teacher's strike is now over. It has been ended. They got what they wanted. They got their 5% pay increase. It was a 9-day walkout that has ended. Unanimous vote, as I said. Lawmakers are going to pay for this by cutting state spending by $20 million. They're going to take funds from general services and Medicaid, which is interesting. And because we learned that if they by that extra percentage, they had agreed to 4%, but the teachers wanted 5%. To get the 5%, it was another $17 million in spending. So they're going to cut $20 million in spending, and they're going to extend it to all state employees. So everybody's getting a 5% raise.
How did we get here? So apparently, the budget battle existed wherein they were saying, well, we can't do this. We can only give you a certain amount. It's going to cost the state too much. And now all of a sudden, I was like, okay, fine. You can have the 5% you were asking for. And not only can you have the 5% you're asking for, but every state employee in the state of West Virginia gets a 5% raise. And it turns out we have $20 million we can cut. We're going to cut it for Medicaid.
Well, not all of it, but some.
Yeah. Some of it. Yeah, some of it for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this do? If you're a Democrat in the state who is fighting for the teachers union, who wants to see the teachers union get a 5% raise, are you thrilled that there are cuts for Medicaid coming in order to make that raise happen?
Apparently, everybody is happy about this. Joe Manchin said this is great news for West Virginia students, educators, and all state employees. I applaud the governor and Democrat and Republican legislators for coming to this solution. This is a solid investment in West Virginia's education system and all of the services our state employees provide, which include our law enforcement officers. But this is just another example of why I should have listened to my father when I was first going out into the world and got a job with the government. So my father told me to do, get a job with the government. You'll always get a raise. You'll never never get fired, and you get more vacation than anybody else.
Well, not always. In West Virginia, it took a couple of years. But, it was fun to watch Jim Justice, though, yesterday, sort of descend into the crowd of teachers. Like, there's this video of him. Just, like, he gave a speech to everybody, but he's, like, walking into the crowd, and they're so happy with him. They're, like, high-fiving him. He's, like, the conquering hero walking into this crowd of teachers who were on strike for 9 days because he gave them what they wanted, 5% raise.
Did they show the part where he actually crowd surfed on them?
Yeah.
Did they show that part? Where
that would be like a Guinness World Record if you could get Big Jim Justice crowd surfing.
Mm-hmm. So once again, those people who are paying to support the government workers aren't getting the raise and they're having services cut. We'll have to see what exactly they do cut to make this happen. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit hopetms.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's 6:53 now. Time to check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. Stocks are poised to plunge more than 300 points at the open on the resignation of President Trump's top economic advisor. Gary Cohn is widely called a friend of Wall Street. Markets are all lower in Europe. They all closed lower in Asia. Crude oil has fallen 1% this morning. Airlines have been canceling flights. Power companies are bracing to pay more in overtime as another powerful storm whacks the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. As of last hour, more than 2,000 flights were canceled for today, impacting major cities like New York, Philly, and Boston. Coca-Cola may launch its first alcoholic drink. The BBC is saying this Alka-Pop product will come out only in Japan for now, using shochu. It's being called a modest beverage experiment. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos tops the new Forbes billionaire list, surpassing Microsoft's Bill Gates. Number three is Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit wet and sloppy this morning, so take it easy, please. As you head out and about, we have a crash on 66 eastbound in Centerville. Left side, stay off the shoulders as always. It looks like tow truck trying to get there along the left side. 66 eastbound as you come up and pass 28 Centerville. We are bunched up through Manassas as a result, as expected there. On 95 out of Dale City, I'm seeing very little break as you head through Lorton in Newington. Earlier crash, we had one in Newington. We had one up at the Beltway. They have been cleared. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, we still have the tractor trailer on the shoulder, so it's not blocked, but we're slow past Connecticut Avenue. Delays back near I-95. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly light rain, light snow around at times this morning. Little, if any, accumulating snowfall expected. The winds will increase. 47 this afternoon. Precip ends. Tonight, clear 33. Outside the Beltway, colder. Tomorrow, some with a few clouds. Windy 45. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
36 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
The Dale City Gun Show is back this weekend at the Dale City VFW. Small show, great selection and prices. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show this weekend. Info and coupon at showmastersgunshows.com.
All right, so a lot of news out of the White House yesterday, and we got some more staff shakeups going on. Hope Hicks was the last one to bounce last week, and so there's a series of people leaving. Gary Cohn now leaving. Goldman Gary, that guy on the way out the door. There was some chatter last year that he wouldn't stay but more than a year. He wanted to make sure to at least see tax reform through, which he did. They succeeded in getting that tax package through, so he chalked that up as a success in his departing statement yesterday in the announcement of his resignation. But also, there's some reporting from Bloomberg that just hours before his resignation, the president confronted him and asked him a very simple question. Would he cooperate with supporting his steel tariffs on aluminum and steel and aluminum, and did not get a yes from Gary Cohn either of the two apparent times that the president asked him. So then his resignation was tendered. I wonder if it was forced or if it was volunteered. But Gary Cohn opposed to these steel tariffs, contra Peter Navarro in the White House, who, of course, is for them. We spoke to Peter Navarro recently. Peter Navarro's name being floated as one of the people who may actually take over as this top White House economic advisor. Other people who are listed, Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, and also one Larry Kudlow, all three guests on Mornings on the Mall. So this is where you can find, if you ever decide to run for the presidency, just pilfer our guests, would you? And then you can, you know, actually have a competent administration. No, I don't want any of them to leave. I want them all to be guests full time. But anyway, we'll see what happens next. The president was asked yesterday about the various staff shakeups going on during his bilateral with the Swedish prime minister. Here's how he answered.
It is a great place to be working. Many, many people want every single job. You know, I read where, oh, gee, maybe people don't want to work for Trump. And believe me, everybody wants to work in the White House. They all want a piece of that Oval Office. They want a piece of the West Wing. And not only in terms of it looks great on their resume, it's just a great place to work. It's got tremendous energy. It's tough. I like conflict. I like having two people with different points of view, and I certainly have that. And then I make a decision. But I like watching it, I like seeing it, and I think it's the best way to go. I like different points of view. But the White House has a tremendous energy, and we have tremendous talent. Yeah, there'll be people, I'm not going to be specific, but there'll be people that change. They always change. Sometimes they want to go out and do something else, but they all want to be in the White House. So many people want to come in. I have a choice of anybody. I could take any position in the White House, and I'll have a choice of the 10 top people having to do with that position. Everybody wants to be there.
And they love the White House, he said. By the way, Sagar and Jetty, the guy who asked that question, he's the White House correspondent. He'll be joining us at 8:05 this morning. Also, H.R. McMaster may be leaving soon. The other name being floated, John Bolton, to take over there. So they're just going to take all of our guests, Mike. We just get the best people, and then they just seize them.
Then they'll take us, and then there'll be nobody. It'll be Mike and Heather holding down the fort here.
Here's what's coming up on the still intact Mornings on the Mall.
Also joining us at 7:05 will be Bruce Klingner from the Heritage Foundation. We'll get his take on the developments with North Korea suddenly wanting to make nice.
And if you ever get confused about the metro system, never fear. They're going to begin selling T-shirts with the map on them. So you just look down at your belly and flip it upside down in your mind. We'll tell you all about it at 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm John Matthews. Welcome to the winter snow day that really wasn't. Just one school delay. That's 2 hours late for Carroll County. And really nothing more than slushy snow on the grass across the area, if that. You could see a passing snow or rain shower this morning, but with temperatures above freezing, all you'll get is wet. We do have some lingering power outages from last week's storm. Dominion Virginia Power down to about 700. Pepco just a handful now, but nearly 8,000 BGE customers are in the dark, and with the nor'easter moving through northern Maryland, those numbers could grow before they fall. That nor'easter is set to be a heavy wet snow dumper the further inland you go from Pennsylvania to New England.
New York 6 to 10, and then with that warmer air coming off the Atlantic, portions of Long Island more like 2 to 4 inches. Same deal in Boston. You're going to get that wind right off the water there, so Cape and the Islands not going to see much in the way of snowfall. South Shore looks like 1 to 2 inches, and Boston proper, but then again, away from Boston into 8 to 12-inch totals, and perhaps 12 to 18 inches are not out of the question.
Meteorologist Yvonne Cabrera. President Trump tweeted last night that he'll be making a decision shortly on a new chief economic advisor to replace the departed Gary Cohn. Who could it be?
Sources say the president is considering tapping trade advisor Peter Navarro, who unlike Cohn, is in favor of imposing tariffs. Trump also considering informal advisor Larry Kudlow, who has been a vocal critic of the tariffs and lamented Cohn's resignation.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Democrats in Virginia may have President Trump to thank for what could be some big political gains for them this November.
When Christopher Newport University asked Virginians about President Trump,
52% of respondents said that they have a very unfavorable opinion of him.
CNU's Rachel Bitticoff says people usually gravitate toward the somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove options.
So many voters saying very really indicates there's a lot of passion.
On a generic ballot, Democrats have a 12-point lead over Republicans in their poll, but
when we look only at people who say they were very enthusiastic about voting, that actually doubles to a 20-point-plus advantage for Democrats.
She predicts four House races will be competitive, including Barbara Comstock's 10th District. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,884, the NASDAQ at 73,72. In sports, the Wizards need overtime, but they do beat the Heat at home. The Caps get blanked by the Ducks in Anaheim. Bye-bye, Kirk Cousins. The Redskins choose not to use the franchise tag on you. They do signs safety DeShazer Everett to a new contract. WMAL News Time is 7:03. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If If you're in need of serious experience and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and